from Washington, this is VOA News. An autopsy reveals an Arab youth was burned to death. At least five are reported dead in a Mogadishu suicide bombing. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. An autopsy on the Arab teenager killed in a suspected revenge attack shows he was burned to death. The body of Mohammed Abu Qudair was found in a Jerusalem forest Wednesday, about an hour after he was forced into a car by kidnappers. A Palestinian forensics official reports finding smoke in Qudair's respiratory canal, meaning he was breathing while he was being burned. The Palestinian Attorney General also said Saturday Qudair had burns over 90% of his body. Israeli police say they are investigating whether the killing was in response to the kidnapping and murder of three Israeli teens found buried earlier in the week. The death toll from a suicide car bombing outside Somalia's parliament is now at least five, including at least two soldiers guarding the building. Somali police say the car loaded with explosives blew up when it was stopped by soldiers at a checkpoint before reaching the entrance to parliament in the capital, Mogadishu. The al-Qaeda-linked militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for Saturday's blast and says such attacks will continue. Ashraf Ghani, one of the two candidates in Afghanistan's presidential runoff election, has demanded the release of preliminary results without further delay.
Announcement of preliminary results cannot be postponed further. The people of Afghanistan have to know what are the results as judged by the Independent Commission. Then the process of review by the Complaints Commission starts.
In Kabul, Ghani said his camp has respected the temporary delay of results until July 7th, but that officials must comply with this time frame. The Independent Election Commission failed to agree on an announcement of preliminary results as scheduled on Wednesday, and auditing continued of ballots from hundreds of polling stations. Candidate Abdullah Abdullah has vowed to reject the election results, saying massive ballot box stuffing occurred during the June 14th poll. More details on these stories at voanews.com. Afghan officials say hundreds of fuel tankers parked in a lot on the outskirts of the capital, Kabul, have been set ablaze. Police could not immediately say if there were any casualties. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the fiery attack on the trucks. Argentina has knocked out Belgium in World Cup quarterfinals play on this day. The score was 1-0. VOA's Carla Babb has details.
Argentina striker Gonzalo Higuain fired the ball into the bottom corner of the goal less than 10 minutes into the match in Brasilia. Team star Lionel Messi had a great opportunity to make it 2-0 toward the end of the game, but Belgium goalie Thibaut Courtois came out and made a terrific save. Argentina is now heading to its first World Cup semifinal since 1990. Next up, the Netherlands take on the surprise of the tournament, Costa Rica in Salvador. Carla Babb, VOA News.
Ukrainian troops have overtaken the pro-Russian rebel stronghold of Slovyansk in the country's east. In a statement in Kiev, Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko stated armed forces had taken the city from terrorists and raised the flag of Ukraine. Officials and witnesses say the rebels evacuated the city after coming under mortar fire from government forces. The government's retaking of the city marks a rare victory in Ukraine's struggle to quell the months-long rebellion. An Egyptian court Saturday handed down death sentences to 10 defendants and ordered life imprisonment for 37 others, including three top leaders of the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The judge read his verdict aloud amid intermittent heckling by the defendants. He sentenced 10 men to die and ordered 37 others to spend the rest of their lives in prison, including the group's supreme guide and spiritual leader, Mohammed Badia. Members of the audience, attorneys for the defense, and many of the defendants themselves tried to shout down the judge at several points before eventually falling silent. The verdict by the court in Cairo's Shubra district will now be appealed to a higher court. The case involves violence in a province north of Cairo during protests last July. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In Nigeria, gunmen believed to be members of Islamist militant group Boko Haram have attacked a military base in the northeastern town of Damboa. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.